This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan this Thursday morning. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. We got Frank Caliendo joining us in 17 minutes. You know, that's a field where they need crowds, comedians. Right. I went to see his show. Had, I don't know, 1,000, 1,500 people go see him over at Hollywood Casino. What's going to happen with them? I mean, it was weeks ago now that we had our friend Allison on the show who runs DC Improv, and they've obviously had to shutter. Will a comedian who's essentially an independent contractor, will they be able to do their business and make money?
Yes, but they're going to be smaller venues, at least initially. I think smaller venues. You know, maybe you'll have 100 people in a 200-seat venue or something. You know, they
just
sit in every
spread
other
out.
Seat or something. Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre. It's so freaking bizarre.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do think if all of these things are working – and we just completely shut it down for 2 weeks or so, that this virus should damn near disappear. It should damn near disappear.
Yeah. And then once people know that they're not going to die, that's what it is. I mean, it's just all the fear right now. It's all fear-based. But if they know they're not going to die, then I think people will just go back to what they were doing.
We'll go back, but, like, you know, let's not shake hands for a while. Let's wash our hands like crazy.
Yeah, there's a certain percentage that will always fear it, but...
Will some people continue to work from home?
Oh,
since
yeah.
they've figured out that they can work from home.
I hope we do.
Versus driving into D.C. or whatever.
Absolutely.
The boys sent us a study of 3,000 working Americans who are now working from home. A quarter of them are drinking on the job.
Well, how about in Virginia? 50% are.
That's a startling number.
50% of people working from home in Virginia. In Maryland, it's 40%. I knew Jason was a bigger drunk than me. I knew that.
I mean, I can maybe see upping your intake like when you're not working.
But I'm not drinking while I'm working.
Right.
It's a little different.
I put a little whiskey in my coffee on the weekend when I do the queue with GP.
Well, that's a little bit later.
Well, it's just...
JP and I are doing 9 a.m.
And it's the weekend, so you take it less seriously. I'm sorry.
It's the weekend. I think it's a joke.
Yeah.
So I put a little whiskey in my coffee, and I enjoy the show.
I mean, I was slugging brown liquor during the last CNC Radio Factory with Chad Dukes.
I want to hear from our listeners who are working from home. Give us a call if you're drinking on the job. Tell us what you do. You know, you're an accountant, whatever the heck you do. And if you're drinking on the job, 800-636-1067, because that'll be fascinating.
By the way,
what jobs will we allow people to work from home?
Well, this one you're certainly
drinking.
Allowed to. Because I barely
this one's fine.
I barely consider this a real job. Right. So it's a fringe job. So right. If you're boozing while you're doing this, I don't think it really.
What about your financial advisor? What about your financial advisor? Let's say you and Eric are financial advisors.
No. I want Ed to be a teetotaler. I want him having zero hooch while he's looking at the market. Now, at night when he's shut it down, have as many drinks as you want.
But if
have,
he typically. Have a party. He's in. Is he based in Chicago or something
South
like that?
South Bend.
Okay, he's in
he
South
loves
Bend.
The Irish. He loves
I'm
the Irish so much.
I'm assuming he has an office that he typically goes to, right? So let's say now all of a sudden instead of going to the office where he has to, you know, have a modicum of professionalism, now he's just sitting in his home office with a laptop.
I don't want
he can't have he can't have a glass of scotch right next to him.
No, I don't want him doing the
If I was a financial advisor with the market the way it is, I'd be doing lines of coke every day.
Right. You might consider it.
Just to make me forget about it.
800-636-1067. So the financial advisor cannot.
Way. Absolutely not.
I'm trying to think of other jobs where people are working at home. Sales.
Those guys.
You're allowed.
Those guys are losers anyway. Yeah.
It probably helps them with their spiel when they're reaching out to potential advertisers. Yeah, they're allowed.
But so you're cool with Sam Weiner having scotch, having beer, whatever, during
have
the day while
it.
He's just making his calls.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
Eric, just
it.
In terms of the overall consumption since this all started,
it's gone way up.
Way up.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to scale it back a little bit last night. I had two glasses of wine with dinner because I just hate getting up at 5:30 feeling like butt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at 3:30, 4 o'clock, I usually just pour one.
Yeah.
You know,
I try to go every other day.
Especially when we had days like yesterday where you can just sit out in the front yard and just chill. And
yesterday I started early because it was so beautiful.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Like 6 p.m. For me, 6 p.m. is early.
See, this is where I know I'm the oddball. In fact, my wife and I were watching TV together last night once we got the little one to sleep. And I mentioned, I was like, are we the only people who haven't had any alcohol during this quarantine? Neither of us has had any. Glass of wine, cocktail,
it's
beer.
It's kind of bizarre.
I don't know.
Kind of boring.
Yeah,
it's just not our thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just get sized to drown.
But you drink
my
without the wife, though, right? Your wife doesn't drink with you, right, Eric?
Oh, I think she'd like to, but she gets reactions to it.
Right.
We've gone on a mission trying to find it.
Very rarely. Like, she probably drinks on it like 8 beers or glasses of wine in a calendar year.
You know my answer.
Yes, we do know your answer.
You're the only one that's got a teammate.
The Lushups.
Yeah, you got a drinking buddy.
I know. I think she had one glass of white wine because I got her on Bloodline. I finished season one, by the way. Oh my God. I couldn't believe what happened at the end of season one.
It's a great show, right?
Oh my gosh.
EB, you would love that show.
It is good.
Bloodline?
Yeah. But my wife is now watching. I think she's through 5-6 episodes and she just chills and has a glass of wine while she watches it.
I don't think EB would watch it because there isn't a person featured with 1,000 mosquito bites.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like it when they get all the mosquito bites, but I mean, I couldn't do 1 second of the show. But what is Bloodline about again?
It's too hard to explain.
Just ask every show.
It's a family drama with drugs and murder as part of it.
It's got a lot of the same elements as Ozark.
Yes,
because there's so much stress within this one family, and there's one brother that's causing it all. It's just the acting's great.
I can't hear you guys.
I guarantee you'd like it.
Are you guys officially snoozing on 000 on Amazon Prime?
Yes, you told me about it. I am snoozing.
I think you guys are snoozing
it. Yeah.
Go, give it a try. Watch one episode.
I got to get through 2 more seasons of Bloodline that can move on to it.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to do it. You're not going to listen.
Cakes, you would love Bloodline.
000?
000, yes. One more zero than Robert Parrish on Amazon Prime. Watch one episode and see if you get hooked.
All right, so do we have any listeners who want to tell us how much they booze during the day when they're just chilling in their office at home?
I don't see anybody lined up. We haven't punched it up. We've got to check the Google Hangout.
Because I know they do.
636-1067 is the number.
I know they're doing the same things we're doing. Maybe not when they're actually working, but let's just say they shut it down at 2 or 3 o'clock. I know you go out on your porch or your front yard and you just open one up.
Just crack it. Get the evening started early.
Of course. You have to just to help you get through it.
Yeah, I had a mini panic attack when I looked in my fridge and there was one beer left yesterday. So I had to remedy that immediately. Had to go out to the Roots Organic Market, grab a couple six-packs.
By the way, our buddy Bobby Malucky from Corona said he can take care of us on Corona drops.
Corona beer drops.
Corona beer drops, correct.
Yes, you got to make sure what we're talking about.
So if you want
here.
Some Corona lights,
yes,
you just let Bobby Bielecki know. And,
very good.
Now, I think you'll have to go pick it up curbside.
Yeah.
But he'll take care of it.
It's good to have friends in high places at times. It's 100%. A good thing.
100%.
Love to hear that.
Is Bickle back?
I think he's efforting at this point to get back in the mix.
Is JP back? Is he there?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I know. I was just trying to see. We've got to take a break here in a couple minutes. We've got Frank Caliendo joining us next. Can't wait for Caliendo to join us. As we were saying, man, comedians who typically schedule out an entire year of shows, all of a sudden everything's canceled.
Are we going to have?
Who knows when they come back?
Are we going to have Frank on Zoom?
Frank will be on the Zoom.
All right, sweet.
Are you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we got you back.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened.
Just lost connection. Occasionally mine will say connection slow or.
No. My computer's silly. It wasn't that. It was something with the Comrex. Hey.
Yes.
Answer what's Bloodlines about again.
I told you, it's a lot of the same elements as Ozark. There's a family that has high stress levels, and one brother is causing it all, and the acting is phenomenal, and it's all filmed down in Key West. And one of my favorite actors is in it. Actually, two. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. He plays one of the brothers. And Ben Mendelsohn, who is actually Australian, but he plays an American. He's the oldest brother in the family, and he's awesome. It's really cool.
Hey, I'm telling you would love it. Here's your official plot line in one sentence, EB.
Yeah.
Bloodline centers on a close-knit family of four adult siblings whose secrets and scars are revealed when their black sheep brother returns home.
Any hotties on the show?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, one of the sister who plays, her name's Meg in the show. Linda Carnalini is the actor. She's pretty hot. She's
Jason,
like 45.
You mentioned Key West. Is Key West overrated? Is it a white trash haven? Give me your review of Key West.
Well, I was only there one time, and that was spring break junior year, so I was like 21, and I had a great time.
I'm sure you
Hey, real
sure,
quick, we
you're
got
21.
We got
a, you had a great just, time.
That's all you need to know.
We got a minute. Let's go to Nick on line two. Nick is somebody who is drinking on the job now that he's working from home. Nick, what do you do for a living?
JP, I am happily on Social Security, waiting for my $1,200 check to be deposited in my account. I have my own place in South Arlington, and I get up every morning at 5 or 6, crank up the old TV, and I watch the entire 4 hours.
Good man.
Thank you.
Nice. You're an American hero.
So he's not necessarily drinking at work. You're just drinking.
Oh, no, this is work for me. And, yeah, I imbibe from the time I get up. I pour a little Kentucky Gentleman into my coffee.
There you go.
What do you do?
And then I make a rum, a Coke and Jack on ice, and I wash it all down with some orange juice. So I'm going at it. I'm fine. I don't get drunk. I just drink steady.
What do you do though?
He's on Social Security.
Yeah, sounds like he's retired.
He's retired.
I write reviews for DCR TV on your show. So I've been breaking the news.
That site is still up and running.
Well, you don't get paid.
No, I do it for my buddy Dave Hughes. He's a great guy. He's an old friend.
Right.
Big fan of you all.
Yeah, no, we know. We're aware of Dave and that site.
Honestly, I didn't know that the site was still up and running.
I don't think it gets nearly the traffic it once did.
Didn't he initially dislike us?
I don't know. No, a lot of people that would write in dislike.
He was a big.
There was a lot of that.
I'm not sure that Dave cared either way.
Oh, okay. I know he was a big Don and Mike fan.
Yeah.
Remember, you can chime in at 800-636-1067. We'll get back to some calls a bit later. But next, it is comedian Frank Caliendo joining us on The Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. And really pumped for our next guest. It's our pal Frank Caliendo, comedian, who's joining us via Zoom. Although I heard the producers bitching and moaning about Zoom in the background, so maybe it took a little while to get it set up. But Frank, are you there?
I am. With Zoom, Zoom worked. The Comrex line did not. So the Comrex thing is like a high-tech way of connecting us audio. But I'm instead on the phone, and I'm still at a pretty high level. I'm not at the level I would have been, but I'm still working pretty hard at it. I've been doing my reps. So
you have your own Comrex line?
Yeah, who doesn't? Is that you?
Silly. No, we're renting it.
Yeah,
I don't know what we're doing. You've been working hard though this whole break, man. I mean, you're putting content out there. I mean, a lot of guys probably just shutting it down. Not you.
Yeah, I mean, I got going on this a little bit of a creative streak in the last 6 months or so, and just thought, hey, I'll continue that. People seem to really need the content at this point. People have run out of things to do. People seem to run out of things right away. So
right.
I started going with it, see what would happen, and people seem to like it.
Well, I did like your Virishman. That made me slap my knee several times.
Well, it was meant to be serious, so that really stinks. No, I didn't even do – the weird thing is I put it together – the first time I put it together, it's The Irishman, but it's about kind of the coronavirus in a way, but it's about toilet paper in the end and getting toilet paper. But I did it originally as a scene is Pacino going, so I heard you hoard toilet paper. Yes, yes, sir, I do. And then I watched the scene, and I was like – after I'd cut it together, I was like, this isn't popping. It's decent, but it's not what I wanted. Then I saw one of the teaser trailers for the actual Irishman. I'm like, oh, this is what I need to do. So I cut it into a trailer. I called my friend Greg O'Connell, who used to do the Mad TV music. He did the theme for Jamie Kennedy, all kinds of stuff. He scores movies, animated movies, Disney and stuff like that. And I said, can you give me a soundtrack that's kind of like what they do in the Irishman teaser trailer? And he was like, yeah. So he put it together, and it came out. I was like, holy crap, this made it 10 new levels better. It's unbelievable. I was really excited about it, and then I put it out. And then yesterday, I put out basically what is the beginning of Endgame with Tony and Nebula playing paper football, but it's me and my daughter. And then cutting to us playing every board game that's known to man. It was actually the best Tony Stark impression I've ever done. I tried and then put on the bass of the, it's incredible, amazing, doing you a favor, doing a little bit right now. Enjoy me while you can. So I put that together, and then I put it out, and then Twitter labeled it as sensitive content for no reason whatsoever.
Why?
I couldn't tell you, because then people embedded the video in their own tweet, and it worked fine. So it wasn't the video, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So somebody, I don't know, somebody flagged it or something, just to, maybe I blocked somebody the day before for complaining about something. I can't take it when people, you know, block or when people complain about the free content I put out on Twitter.
Right.
Just don't look. Just don't.
Right. I always say that. It's all optional.
It's not even like if you're listening to the radio show, if you're listening to Junkies right now and you hate me, you can. I guess you can complain about that, right? You can go, I love the Junkies. I don't enjoy Caliendo and his myriad of voices that all blend together.
Nobody hates you. I promise you that.
You're not reading social media then.
Well, that's true. I do not do that.
Are your comments outrageous? Like what percentage? I mean, Twitter is the worst. Like people are just so awful. But what is the percentage for you?
I don't know, because I learned from a guy. Have you seen Joey Molinaro, who's a young guy, does a bunch of impressions and some great content?
He
crushes it. Stuff just goes, like, when he tweets, he gets likes like he's an Avenger. That's how, like he'll literally get half his views will get likes. I've never seen anything like it for somebody who isn't, like, a megastar in a movie.
Right.
So he's like, mute the people who don't follow you, and that saves you a ton. So then you don't have to deal with all the people who are just trolling you out of nowhere, and it's made it better. Because in the end, I don't really care, I guess.
But it does piss you off for a second. It can piss you off, and it can go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, because I just block immediately now.
Right.
Sometimes I mute.
Should.
Yeah, I don't need them. I don't need if they don't like me. I don't need you. I'm not trying for you.
How gratifying is it? How gratifying is it to block
feeling.
That person immediately?
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling.
It's in my bio. I block. I used to be a block like a lineman, but now I think I block immediately or impulsively. It feels fantastic. And sometimes I would mute them. What I used to do is mute them, and they don't know they were arguing. Right. But then I thought, you know what? I just love to see that checkmark blocked. I just enjoy it. I get a little adrenaline rush, and I move on. And sometimes I'll comment right before that, or I'll retweet with comment, and then people will crush them that do like me. And it's one of those. I mean, the bad comments are the things that get you. That you go, and sometimes there's some truth to it. You're like, I know, but whatever.
Whatever.
Since you're talking about material you put out recently, I think it was only 17 seconds, but your Jim Rome, Jim Everett, Chris Everett thing just slayed
so good.
Me.
Guys, I am not sure how long it was. It might have felt like 17 seconds, but it took me about 2.5 hours to make it right. How great is that? And then people comment. People comment like this. It was the 26th anniversary, that date, the 26th anniversary of Jim Everett jumping across the table and crushing Rome.
Right.
And people are commenting like, can't you get a relevant impression? It is. There's that day. Every other day, I can agree with you. People don't know him as much, I guess, and stuff like that. But that day, it's actually relevant to the situation and the space-time continuum.
Uh-huh. It was great. Hey, Frank, I heard you doing an interview on, I think it was VSiN over the weekend, the guys out there in Vegas, and you were talking about you went to a concert with John Gruden. I don't know, it was REO Speedwagon or something. I don't know, and he put something on your...
Aerosmith,
that's what it was. What was that all about?
You can still find it pretty easily on my Instagram. Just scroll down, at Frank Caliendo. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. At Frank C. Alien Do. And it's so Gruden. I went to Vegas. I texted Gruden's right hand man Jeff Leonardo, who used to like drive the bus for the Rolling Stones and all sorts of rock groups.
Right.
And I was like, "Hey, you guys around this weekend?" Because I'm scared to text Gruden directly. I have his number, but I just feel weird about it. But even though, like, when the whole lockdown situation started, Gruden sent me a text. You doing okay, man? I love you.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Unsolicited. That's cool.
He seems like a good dude, though.
Oh, he's great. He's fantastic. I am scared of him. And so I texted him, and they went to a country concert on the Friday night. I'm like, I'm with my son and my brother-in-law. But if you're doing something Saturday, let me know. He goes, we're going to Aerosmith tomorrow. I'm like, okay, let me see if my brother-in-law can watch my son, and then I'll meet you out there. So I meet him over at the park MGM, and then at the theater there, and we go and hang out. Gruden picks up, as we're talking to some people and stuff like that, Gruden picks up his phone, starts looking at it. He's like, I'm here at the Aerosmith concert getting ready for it with my good friend, John Gruden. How's it going, Johnny? And he kept going, how's it going, Johnny? And he kept calling me Jenny. And I was like, it's so weird. It was like him. It was Grudenception. It was just so weird because he was doing me, doing him.
Right.
And almost a Spaceballs moment. What's happening now is now. It's just a really... But he was enjoying it, and you know, just to watch Gruden going, all right, dude looks like a lady for real, man.
Was Jay Gruden there? Did he make an appearance? Did Jay Gruden make a cameo?
I guess I'm going to do my Jay Gruden. I got to warm up on my Jay Gruden. I did Jay Gruden for like on my podcast for a little bit with my buddy. We figured it out, and I can't remember. It's kind of like this. It's almost
yeah.
That's a Jay Gruden right there. It's kind of a knockoff. It's a little bit, yep. Sounds like I should be on King of the Hill or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what the. And then why are you talking like that's how I talk, buddy. Come on, that's how we all Gruden. We all make the face, man. I don't make the face. I don't. That face is stupid. I'll tell you what, man. I love the face. I would make the face every day I can, man. This is how I look at COVID-19 right here, man. Right in the eye. I punch COVID-19, man.
The schedule going to be like for you? Like we were talking about this. So many industries are changing because of this. To get on the serious side. For a comedian that does shows, like I saw you at Hollywood Casino, I don't know, it was in the last year or so in West Virginia. You know, I don't know how many shows you do a year, but this is, like, how do you foresee the future? Like, it's going to be tough to think of people packing in, you know, in stadiums, comedy shows.
Well, thanks for thinking that maybe I pack people into a stadium. I appreciate that. The reality is, I don't know. Like you said, why did I get so much on social media and start posting a bunch of stuff? Because I saw, hey, that's the other element. That's the business side of it. Is go, hey, I got to figure out other ways to because I'm making no money on social media. I just put it out for free right now. It's all just trying to build an audience back in that regard. And because I was off Twitter for so long. I didn't do any social media for about 5 or 6 years, and I really fell behind. But I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm sure, I don't want to make this sound light, but remember how we all reacted after 9/11. Everybody went into there was a great unity, and then everybody kind of went into a shell, a protective shell around themselves. And then after a while, it gradually got back to quote unquote normal with still having those memories. Mm-hmm. But human beings, I think time heals a bit, but things are going to be different. There's no doubt about it. I think some people, I'm flustered because I have friends that are still out and about and I tell them, get home, just get home.
Right. What are they doing?
Like, well, everything, working out, you know, going play. I'm like,
yeah.
One place, one guy had a gym open still. I'm like, where? Let's tell them to stay at the shut that. You can't. You just, there are certain things that, and I'm a nonconformist. I don't want to join be part of groupthink all the time. I'm not one of those people that always like, hey, let's do the latest TikTok together. Right. And I'm not that. Hey, let's join it. Hey, you know what? You know who needs to be seen more? LeBron, guys. That's who needs a new platform for social media. But in this situation, I feel like, you know, and I got to put all that aside and finally go, hey, you got to be part of this community. And the only way it does get better is if we all do our part. And that's a little piece. That's my own little public service message. That's why I've been doing these stay-at-home videos. But I see the celebrity ones. They're like, oh God, if you could please just stay home. Okay, Mr. Fallon, we get it. Okay, yeah, you know, it's like, yeah. I want to see Jimmy Fallon. Hey,
it's like the world is ending, right?
It's going to be great, guys. Stay home, it'll be fine, all right? You do it all together, man.
Frank, have you been watching Donald Trump's daily presser?
Well, I've been doing my own. That's the way. I've been doing my own. I've been brushing the pressers. It's incredible. A lot of Dr. Fauci. He's doing a tremendous job. He's a tiny little man. I first saw him in The Irishman. He did a great job there. I don't watch much TV or news at all because I don't feel like I'm getting that much out of it.
It's too negative. It's too negative.
Yeah, it doesn't seem realistic. And they change again. I'm not trying to sound funny here. I got to watch these things, but they changed the death toll from 100,000 in the U.S. 100 to 200 to 250,000. They revised that down to what 60,000-70,000. And 60. All deaths are important.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But at that point. I go, well, what did the first one mean? It meant nothing. It was the same as a presidential poll in August.
Right.
It means zero. It doesn't mean anything. So to me, I think the message is clear that you just go, hey, we do this together, stay home. And I don't care what the stats are in between. I guess I tune in every once in a while to find out. But I have other friends in radio, like you guys, and television. And they have to know. You have to watch more because you have to be at least knowledgeable of where we're at this point. And you might not beat on it the same way some of the other media does. But you have to know it because
Frank,
people are listening to you for this.
You're putting out your social media stuff, and I get it, and you're building your brand that way. And, you know, you're not doing it for profit. But are you making any cash off your podcast? Is that – or are you doing that for fun too?
The podcast is just for fun still. The eventually want to get that to a revenue thing. It's starting to build now. We started getting some guests, and Kevin Pollak was a great episode. It's called the Caliendo Cast. It took us almost 5 minutes to think of the name. And
how many episodes are you doing? One a week or something? What are you doing?
We go 1 to 2 a week. So we had Elon Gold on, who does like amazing impressions. He turned into Jeff Goldblum halfway through. It was incredible. Pat McAfee was on the other day. I would love to figure out how to do all of you guys on there if you guys were ever interested. It would be a big podcast with our group and yours.
Yeah, anytime.
I love how you can just answer for everybody. As Lurch goes, I'm busy.
Well, I'm in.
He nailed the personalities, too.
I'm in, bro.
We did. I have a few that are still in the can that we haven't put out. We did Jamie Kennedy, which was really great.
I loved him.
Yeah,
we interviewed him years ago.
Oh, he's fantastic. He kept going to this weird character. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just being this real me. I'm like, okay, that's creepy, but it's funny and I'm intrigued. Randy Bauman, who's a big personality in Pittsburgh radio guy, got that in the can. So it's the radio guys that have helped me along the way too, I find very interesting. And who else? Oh, we got Lovitz. John Lovitz coming up next week, and that is it's a killer episode.
Yeah, he's great.
Jealous? He didn't want to come because he had to come to my house, and he didn't seem to really want to come. And my co-host John Holmberg befriended him earlier, I guess. And he didn't really want to come and do it, and then he did come, and he wouldn't leave. He's like, "I'm not going." I
wait. Bring his little dog.
Yeah, he bring his puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry. He's like, he tells the story we animated. Yeah. It's going to be out on Instagram stuff. He's like, yeah, my friend Jerry, my dog, I brought him over. And so, you know, my impression always turns into Norm MacDonald. I'm not trying to do it, but I do subdued John Lovitz, and it turns into Norm MacDonald. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. That's funny because I didn't think about that. You do the Lovitz. Then you bring it down, becomes Norm MacDonald, and you Yankee, you become Adam Sandler.
Brilliant.
That's quite a trifecta right there.
Oh.
Yeah, there must be a Saturday Night Live type of graph that I just went up and around.
I love it. It was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, so the social media, the podcast eventually, we're starting to build right now. Once we started putting some of the guests on, that even brought more interest because John and I both do tons of impressions. So we just go back and forth. Like I'll start doing a bird, or he usually starts the bird. He's called doing a Bernie Sanders. I dropped the, we're done with the race. We're done with the race. Then I told you it could have been. Then we'll go back and forth. At one point we were touching fingers like an ET and Trump was in a vice in the basket. I'm flying past the moon right now, just like Elliot, which is incredible. So just silly stuff like that.
But look at what Frank's got. Like he's got his podcast. He's got the soundproofing. He's got the Comrex. You got it all going on.
Yeah, and this is actually my office that in I actually have a full on studio with, the microphone setup and all that stuff.
Look at JP. JP's just holding the mic, a handheld.
I know. I thought that was like Mr. Microphone at first.
He's going to do karaoke.
Do you have that hooked up to an AM frequency to go out to?
That's awesome.
Does the cord actually go into a tape deck?
It's right in the Comrex.
An 8-track.
I can tell that microphone is very light, isn't it? It's almost like you're holding nothing. As opposed to one of the, I think it's an SM58 or and this is what we couldn't get working today. I have
right.
Well.
Oh, nice.
Couldn't get that on the Comrex.
Nice.
But But yeah, so I don't remember where I was going with that. Next question.
Well, they're telling us we got to go to break, unfortunately.
What time is it? Are you in Phoenix? Where are you?
Yeah, it's 5:42. I'm just getting warmed up, man. It's a great day here.
Man, it's early.
Be doing some calisthenics. You ever do calisthenics, man? I love those things.
Frank, yeah, you're the best.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. And check out the
Frank
thing on Instagram and the podcast, too. Thanks, guys.
We will for sure. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, guys.
Rando.
I'm out.
Thank you, Frank. See you, buddy.
Remember, we got Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps, joining us top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Frank Caliendo, awesome as always.
He's great.
Yep.
I want to say thank you to Valdez and Drab for setting that up, because I know it's a pain in the butt, and I could hear Valdez just getting all bitter about it, but it's worth it when you make it happen. So
why does he keep doing these Zoom calls?
Right.
I just had to see his face when he's doing the
impression. It's challenging. We understand it.
I had to see the face.
Yeah. Right. No, he was awesome, as always.
What time is Reardon coming on?
9 a.m.
Top of the hour.
No, that's right.
Right around the corner.
What time is it? What day is
it? 8:48 a.m.
EB.
Yes, sir.
The early golfers are making the turn.
They are.
Down in Augusta.
You're doing the bit.
Justin Rose, 4 under, leading the first round so far. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching all the coverage today, starting at about 3 o'clock.
I'm sure you are.
How's Tiger hanging in there?
Tiger doesn't tee off until 1:45.
Okay.
Very good.
So depressing.
By the way, happy birthday to my son. He turns 23 today.
Are you kidding?
23 years old.
Dude, man, you're going to be a grandpa soon.
Man, you're old.
No grandpa anytime soon.
I got to say, one of my buddies from high school hit me up on Twitter the other day. Jason, remember, I don't want to say his whole name, but his name is Richard. He played football at DeMatha.
Richard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
good dude. He was fast, too. Played receiver.
Yeah, super fast.
Yep.
And, you know, he hit me up. He said, I always put out there sort of, hey, who's with us? Who's listening? He said, I'm always listening. And I looked at the name, and I went, wait, are you Rich from DeMatha? And he said, yeah, and he still lives in the area.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 2 grandkids.
Wow.
He's our age, obviously.
Went to
high school with him. Great guy. It was nice to hear from him. And I did tell him, it was interesting how life is. This was 1986 or so. So what is that, 34 years ago? I said, I still remember when you hit that damn near half-court shot against us for Landover Hills. We were in 9th grade.
Yep.
And he hit almost a half-court shot against us at the buzzer to beat us. And I said, it still hurts me to this day, 34 years later. And he said, of course he remembers it. He said, we couldn't afford to lose to South Bowie.
You got to let it go, man.
I can't let it go.
Years.
Couldn't
gotta
lose to all the white guys.
34 years later, I still remember that shot he hit against us.
Oh, they would have gotten joined on so hard if they had lost to South Bowie.
Yeah.
He's right. They couldn't have lost to us.
Speaking of old school things, Jason sent me a picture via text yesterday, and it was his graduation picture, and I guess Jason noticed something he had never noticed before.
Yeah, it was a picture of my mom and I, graduation day 88, right? So May of 88, or whenever it was. And JP was in the background. I was just looking at it, you know, reminiscing. Great picture of my mom. And JP was in the background, so I took a picture of it and said, hey, I never noticed this, but you're in the background. He was at our graduation.
JP photobombed your beautiful picture with you and your mom. What a jerk.
He did. He kind of did.
Well, he came to our graduation.
You really have to. You know what? I'll tweet it out. Jason, is it cool for me to tweet it out?
Sure.
Because you really got to look for it.
You got to expand it. Yeah,
I'm like probably 10 feet behind him. But it's like right by his right eye.
But I don't know why.
Is
I was
that like outside?
Yes.
Yeah, it was on the steps, I guess, afterwards. Of the you guys got at the Shrine Cathedral.
Shrine. Yeah.
That was probably just a few weeks until we headed down to Ocean City for Beach Week.
Yep,
that's right. I still remember cakes.
I don't know if that was wine
coolers.
So many wine coolers were bought, and
Jason came down
to
with
Ocean
us.
City.
Jason was he was just amazed by our buddy Frazier's guitar playing.
Right. Oh, he was so good.
And I'll never forget, I've told it a million times, he was telling me about the story, he and Jackie. He was having a problem.
Yeah.
No, not that Jackie.
Wanted more money.
His old girlfriend, Jackie.
Oh, that Jackie.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me she was tiny and he was big. And
it was a serious problem.
It was a serious problem he was having. It.
Yeah. It was a connection issue.
I couldn't figure it out, so I needed my buddies to help me out.
Right. All of your biology major friends.
Dude, do you remember that conversation? I remember it like it was yesterday.
100%.
We were on the beach.
I think we talked about it multiple times. I remember talking to you guys in the hotel room about it, too.
Bung Beach.
I just remember drinking a lot of Matilda Bay that
A lot
week.
Of that. A lot of Bartles and James.
Yeah.
So much of that.
Colonel was crushing it, too, I believe. Our buddy.
Didn't one of our guys steal another buddy's car? Like Phil Bryant? Like Mark Leibach stole Phil Bryant's car and was riding up and down Coastal Highway?
I don't know. You're being awfully specific. I don't know. You mentioned a lot of names.
I mean, they knew each other. I mean,
I know a guy who stole somebody's cab, but that happened just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Bryant,
right, I just tweeted the picture at Glass Joe JP. I mean, I actually sent it to, like, my wife. I said, do you notice anything in the picture? And she couldn't find it. And then I didn't tell her specifically. And then I was like, you got to look by Jason's, like, right eye.
Right.
Yeah, you can send it out. Who cares?
All right, let me see. I'll have to see if I...
And you know, I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's the JP in the background.
Can't believe how young we were, man. God.
Yeah. So the beach week
my
thing
mom was about
30. Because...
My mom was about 38 in that picture.
My daughter is planning on going to beach week if it still happens at some point in June. And I guess if it happens, I'm going to let her go. I just feel like she's been robbed of so much else during her senior year. Like, they're not going to have prom. They're not going to.
Nope.
I don't think they're going to walk on graduation.
Nope.
Like, all that stuff's.
None of that.
Yeah. So who knows if beach week will happen or not.
Yeah.
Well, the beaches will probably still be closed.
They might be.
Well, maybe not.
Well, they'll
maybe
just
not
do it later. They're just going to do it later.
Yeah, they'll just push it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they sort of are unleashed.
Yeah.
You know. I know. Stevie can't wait to go back up to Marist, and like his buddies that are graduating, you know. So whenever and I think they're going to hold graduation, whenever. So if it's in August, whatever, he's going, and of course he has my blessing to go to that.
Right,
but not now.
No,
we still have his gear in his room, because you know I don't even think we're allowed to drive to New York if we wanted to. Right?
No, but nor would you want to at this point.
Well, you're not supposed to, yeah. I
mean, yeah, I'm not going
to. We could say you're going out for food. Food run.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to the grocery store.
Three states later. Sure,
they
that's going to work.
Stuff. Jason, is that Tom McMillan in the background of that picture?
Yeah, he was remember, he was the guest speaker.
The commencement speaker. So memorable, I don't remember.
Yeah, he was there.
I mean, I recognize him, but I don't remember. I remember more when, like, David Robinson spoke to us. Remember?
In the gym.
Yeah. I remember somebody asked me, like, why were you at that graduation? I was like, well, Eric was, you know, one of my best friends growing up across the street.
Right.
Mike Frazier. I had a lot of DeMatha friends. But I think I went to three DeMatha graduations. The one that I remember, because my brother also went there, was James Brown was the commencement speaker, and he was awesome. I guess that wasn't yours.
That wasn't our year.
That wasn't ours. No, I remember seeing that one, too.
Probably
might have
year.
Been the year before for, like, Stumper's graduation.
Might have been. Or your brother's.
Yeah.
I remember my college one. Bill Cosby.
For some reason, I don't remember that.
Not great at this point.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Cosby, man.
I like your Fat Albert hustle.
Thank you.
I do like that.
All right, coming
up. That's my best impression,
Kane.
That's
your go-to, yeah.
You can, well, no, I think Ernie Grunfeld's your best.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot
that he's been in mothballs forever, Ernie Grunfeld.
Coming up next, we do have Coach Todd Reardon. If you want to check out those pictures, follow us on social media at Junks Radio or follow me at Glass Joe JP. See if you can spot me and Tom McMillan in the background of Jason's graduation picture. But Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps, next here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.